My name is Ketsia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Edna E. Hargrove, E-D-N-A, middle initial E, last name H-A-R-G-R-O-V-E. Number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 2. This CKD has improved from stage 3A to stage 2 and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, in the aging process. However, interstitial nephritis secondary to nephrolithiasis and EPHROLITHIASIS is also a part of the differential period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 23 from 23 creatinine of 0.8 from 0.9 and AGFR of 73 from 58. There is evidence of bacteriuria. However, the patient denies any urinary symptoms. We advise her to utilize 1/3 of white vinegar and 2/3 of water to cleanse her perineal area to prevent further bacteriuria. We advise her to contact us if she develops any symptoms so we can call in antibiotics for her. She is euvolemic and has no complaints at this time. Next line, iron deficiency anemia, which is very severe with iron saturation of 5%. From 21%. Iron saturation of 5%. And HNH of 8.8 and 30% from 10 and 32%. The patient has a history of GI bleed, which required blood transfusions in the past. She denies any blood in her stool. Or any problems with her bowel movement, period. She has an upcoming appointment early next year with GI period. We ordered that repeat of the CBC with DIF, dual OB times 3 and iron studies, as well as B12 and folate readings. Period. We also ordered Ferlecet, F-E-R-R-L-E-C-E-T, 125 milligrams, mixed with 100 mLs of normal saline, to be infused over 60 minutes times 5 doses for the severe anemia. In the meantime, we advise her to take new iron, 150 milligrams, once out of twice a day, period. The lab orders, as well as the prescription for the IV iron, will be sent to Aveanna, A-V-E-A-N-N-A, Home Health, as per the patient's PCP's recommendation, period. I did speak to the patient's primary care provider, APRN, nurse practitioner, Monica Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R, who works with primary care at home, period. At first, the patient requested that we send all the lab orders and prescriptions to primary care at home, so they could process everything and provide care for her at her home. However, after speaking with Ms. Collier, she recommended that we send everything to Aviana Home Health instead, period. Ms. Collier mentioned that the patient is currently undergoing the process of evaluation for an ALF. Since she currently lives alone and has no family or close friends nearby to help care for her. And she is blind on the right eye and is very limited to care for herself. Period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is with blood pressure of 131 over 90. She has lost 5 pounds since the last visit. We recommend that she decreases her sodium intake to 2 grams in 24 hours and avoids processed food. She is euvolemic. Next line, asymptomatic bacteriuria. As per number one, we encourage the patient to contact us if she develops any urinary symptoms, confusion, chills, or anything unusual, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is unremarkable. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, coronary artery disease status post stents times 3. She follows with Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A. Next line, history of nephrolithiasis, N-E-P-H-R-O-L-I-T-H-I-A-S-I-S. She is asymptomatic. Next line, GERD, which she manages with pickle juicers. Next line, hiatal hernia. Next line, right eye blindness. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup. We did refer her to the Florida Cancer Center for IV infusion. However, if she is able to receive treatment at home, she may not require the need. I mean, she may not need to follow up at the Florida Cancer Center. And